The Amalgamation, that is part museum, part hotel just off the downtown square in Bentonville, turns 5 this month. 21C Museum Hotel explores industry in the 21st century through contemporary art with a new exhibit, Labor and Materials. As Chief Curator Alice Gray Stites explains, it's fitting that this collection debuted at 21C Oklahoma City, a building that was once a Ford Model T assembly plant.
It was clear that the subject matter, what is happening in the changes in the way that people work and the way that people live and the transformation of commerce, of consumption, of how goods and materials are made, where they're made, how they're delivered, how this impacts all of our lives, is a really potent one right now. Economists describe the world that we're living in today as at an inflection point. A major, major change that's akin only to the changes that were brought about in the 19th century because of the Industrial Revolution. That means that there are exponential changes. You think about things like robots and other forms of automated labor, self-driving cars, 3D printing, the explosion of the transmission of bytes and pixels across the internet, and of course the 24-hour shipping trade that is turning our oceans into what an artist named Marina Zerkow, who's in the show, calls a Pangaea of capital. So the transformation of labor and the creation and consumption of goods and of commerce is changing our physical environment and is impacting communities and individuals in profoundly new ways. So you see a lot of work in the show that suggests a tipping point. Pile of bricks on top of a bicycle, a life-size stuffed polar bear balanced precariously kissing a child in the lobby. You see an image of a lighthouse out at sea, now defunct. This is an image of obsolescence and maybe nostalgia, but it doesn't look like it's equipment that's going to give us to guide us to safety anymore. We are in a moment that seems to be full of promise and peril because of our concurrent abundance and scarcity. And where will we go? How will we use these vastly new and transformative technologies? Will we be able to improve more people's lives, or will greater social inequities and environmental degradation be the result of this? We wanted to look at this from a broad perspective in terms of the changes brought about by technology, the changes brought about by global capitalism and the expansion of a global economy, but also from a very personal point of view, which means looking into the changes in the daily lives of people who do the work to bring us our food, to work in the factories, to work in the fields, to work in people's homes, the people who clean houses, clean offices, landscape yards, the people who pick the crops that we eat at our tables, as in Lena Puerta's work.
Puerta is a Colombian-American artist based in New York City who works in mixed media. Her contribution to Labor and Materials are 7 intricately hewn and textured tapestries that explore the Latinx condition of labor in the U.S. South.
There are a series of 7 tapestries, 30 by 40 inches each. These pieces honors a Latino farm worker, and each one is centered around a specific crop. So some I chose peaches, tomato crops, orange, chili peppers that are crops from the south of the U.S., and they are all done in mixed media, meaning I embed many different types of materials into the paper.
The bottom of each tapestry includes an embroidered quote pulled from investigative reports from the likes of CNN to this one, pulled from NPR. Improper exposure to pesticides harms 10 to 20,000 agricultural workers every year. Puerta is not afraid to explore incredibly difficult conditions with each piece.
Some have to do with rape and abuse of women in the fields. Also, the effects of pesticides and wages, the hardship of the work and the low wages that many workers in this field are paid.
Labor and Materials seeks to expose often invisible roles, a legacy that goes back to what Stites cites as the most invisible of all, the slave trade.
So this exhibition is kind of anchored by two pieces. One, Carol Walker's figurative sculpture of a 19th century slave boy was related to her project examining the legacy of the sugar industry and the role that slave labor played in developing that industry, which now creates countless products that are consumed in dangerous proportion, especially in this country. And the other anchor is Marina Zerkow's animation about the global shipping trade. It turns out that she's looking at something called the Harmonic Code, which is the classification system used for determining import and export practices all over the world. There are 26,000 different kinds of goods, mostly legal, some not, that fall into this classification system. There are a handful of goods that are single product classification. Those are the products that came from the plantation, the plantation crops, sugar, cotton, tobacco. The slave trade of the British and European colonists are now the same routes that are being traversed by the shipping container boats. So there is an interesting and important arc between the past, our agrarian past, and our post-industrial present. And when we look at this future where we are now occupying a tipping point, it's important to make those connections between what happened in the past, what we're doing now, and where we might be going, so that we can be cognizant of the lives and the labor of those who are still unseen.
Labor and Materials is on display now through November. It's on display 24 hours a day. After all, it's housed within the lobby of a hotel. For the KUAF Arts Beat, I'm Katie Henriksen. Join the KUAF Arts Beat conversation online by sharing, commenting, and searching with hashtag ArtsBeatKUAF.